Tributes are flowing following the tragic death of an 11-year-old boy on Tuesday afternoon. Emergency services were called to the intersection of Jingellic Drive and Karawatha Drive at Budrum at about 3:40 p.m. with reports a CDC school bus had struck the child who was riding his bike home. The young boy was rushed to hospital with severe chest and head injuries but died a short time later. While six students from Mountain Creek State School who were on the bus at the time weren't hurt and are being offered counselling. Heartbroken residents and classmates of the young boy have laid flowers at the crash site this morning. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating. More families are set to move into apartments in the Maroochydore City Centre with the latest building now open. The Corso features two towers with 158 one, two and three bedroom apartments. Habitat Development Group says the Corso is spread over 15 levels and will double the number of residents in the new CBD from 300 up to about 600. And the outside of the building also features a 10 metre by 14 metre artwork called Walk Together. It's by Archibald Art Prize finalist Jandamara Cad. Well, the time of year known as trauma season, when wildlife is increasingly on the move, searching for food and leaving them vulnerable to domestic pet attacks and road accidents, has started to arrive early, according to the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital. The hospital is experiencing an influx of koalas at the moment, treating 35 last month, including one named Clancy Joe, who received life-saving care after being hit by a car. The Wildlife Hospital is open 24 hours a day all year. And council is seeking input from the public as it works to form the blueprint for the long-term development of a new district-level recreation park at Mullaney. The community feedback will help council understand how the community will use the park, its look and feel, and what should be included in it. The park's draft concept plan will then be released later in the year. You can submit your ideas online or via council's website before August 12.